Wednesday, 8th of July. The Valley. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17, New International Version. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Abram is now on his way back to Sodom with all the goods of the city and much of the population, including Lot and his family. It is a time of victory for Abram, and therefore a time of peculiar peril. In our spiritual life, the enemy loves best to strike when we are relaxed and off guard, after some spiritual victory or period of great usefulness. His approach then is never open or frontal, but subtle and insidious, taking full advantage of our relaxed defences. Abram is suddenly confronted with a subtle temptation on his way back to Sodom. We shall observe the sensible attitude he displays concerning others who are involved in this incident. But our attention is directed to the place where the king of Sodom met Abram on his way back from the battlefield. It was a valley right outside the little village of Salem. In later Israelite history, Salem became transformed into Jerusalem, the capital of all Israel. The valley outside the city, even then known as the King's Valley, was none other than the Valley of the Kidron. The little brook that ran down along the eastern side of Jerusalem, separating the Mount of Olives from the city. It was into this valley that our Lord went with his disciples on the night he was betrayed, crossing over to go up the slopes of the Mount of Olives to Gethsemane's garden. In this strategic and historic spot, the king of Sodom met Abram. Prayer thought, Lord, open our eyes to the subtlety of the enemy after victory in our lives.